ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
As Pastrana blast off, deep right field, and way out of here into the second deck. As Pastrana hits his third home run of the season to make it 3-1 Cleveland.
The Aussie athlete who is killing it right now on the world stage isn't a footy player, or in the NBA, or even on the tennis tour. It's Travis Pastrana. He's a human home run. The number one draft pick from Major League Baseball in 2024 has done his time in the minors and is now crushing it in the big league. So today, in a bonus weekend profile, we're talking to Travis about how it's going at Cleveland. Spoiler, pretty well. And what comes next? I'm Patrick Stack. This is ABC Sport Daily. Travis Pastrana is playing Major League Baseball for the Cleveland Guardians after being drafted pick one. He's also an Australian. Travis, just off the top, it's a very Australian question to someone kicking ass on the global stage, but is it still a novelty being an Aussie in the big leagues?
It's obviously cool what we're doing with having a couple guys up in the major leagues right now and obviously want that to grow, but I think that I guess people still love to, whether it's interviews or even just in the clubhouse, like the Australian thing gets brought up a lot and it's great. It's fun. It's cool. So we obviously come from an incredible country and I love Australia. So it doesn't hurt to talk about it a bunch.
Speaking of Aussies, it was exceedingly cool to see you going head to head with Curtis Mead in recent weeks, a fellow Australian. You talk about growing the game a lot and how passionate you are about that. Curtis hitting a home run to a guy wearing an Australian t-shirt who took a cracking catch.
Did you see the fan that jumped up and caught it one-handed? He's wearing an Australia shirt. You got to be kidding me. Down and away, goes and gets it. And this guy one-hands it out there. What an effort. Yeah, high five all around.
Like, was that even happening?
What, like, it's honestly, the chances of that happening are actually unbelievable. Like, it's every time I think about it, it blows my mind. There's one person wearing, I mean, there was probably five, I bet, in the whole stadium that night. But the one guy in those left field bleachers clearly wearing something out of the ordinary with color. It's not white, navy, or red. He's wearing a green Australia shirt and makes a classic catcher's jump catch on an Australian's home run.
Hit out to left. Martinez spins around and he's going to try and deke Garcia. You can't deke that. It's out of here for Curtis Mead. See you later, mate.
It was unbelievable. The chances of that happening. One, that's probably the best catch a fan's going to make all year. Two, it was an Australian catching an Australian when there's hardly any Australians in Major League Baseball. It's like, actually, found out the guy wasn't Australian, but he was wearing an Australian shirt to support me and Curtis. That was a fun one. Curtis and I also in the series both got robbed of a home run. I hit a ball that got robbed over the fence and Curtis did as well in game two. So like there was some strange coincidences happening between the game and Australia. I don't know.
How cool was it to play against Curtis? I mean, a couple of international teammates going head to head, which is the first time that has happened in well over a decade.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was something that we'd been looking forward to and kind of expecting in the last, 12, 18 months. He's doing great. I'm doing well. And it's special because we both want to give other players, younger players, someone to look up to. And also like we know both how hard we've worked tirelessly since we were young to kind of be here. So to be able to compete and be at this level, it's a really cool reward. And we hung out and talked a lot during the series. So it's awesome to be able to be on the same field and competing in front of thousands of fans.
Australian sports fans, I think, sometimes have a lack of appreciation or understanding of how the MLB works. They see you go first in the draft and they maybe assume you'll be playing in the big leagues straight away. Baseball does not work like that. There are plenty of high draft picks who do not make that jump. So how have you found it succeeding in that sense, making that jump?
It's funny that in the major sports like the NBA or the NFL, the number one overall pick or even all the first rounders will basically slide into the playing time in the top level right away. And baseball's just different in the sense that as a hitter, you have to adjust to the pitching you're seeing in a sense. So like the velocity difference in the major leagues compared to the minor leagues is is completely different. You might have the skills and the talent or abilities to play at the major league level, but you kind of have to have an adjustment of your eyes, learning how to see a pitch. And there's just so many different variables that the success isn't an instant transition. And for me, the transition's been ups and downs with a couple injuries last year, and also just maturing to be better against professional pitching. I had to kind of develop my approach a little more and continue to get better to earn my spot in the major leagues. And since I've been up here, I've been having success. So it's nice to build the confidence up here so that I can hopefully stay here for a long time.
Bizarre, right center field. That ball's deep. That ball's gone. First big league homer for the Aussie.
We hear a lot about like pitch recognition and plate discipline being the sort of key jump points where you make progression. How do you work on those things when you're trying to make the jump or the bridge from minors to majors?
The biggest part about that is understanding where your best pitches and locations to hit are, and also the value of swinging or taking certain pitches. So like some people understand the game in the sense that like you want to swing at strikes and you don't want to swing at balls, but in some cases or some counts or situations in the game, like you might want to be even more selective than just strikes and balls, and like know where you hit, you know, the most slug, the most doubles and home runs. So for me, like I'm generally better on the inner third of the plate, so something closer to me, so I'm trying to swing there often and take other stuff and let the walks come and be patient. There's so many different parts to the pitch recognition and approach thing, but learning how you can be the best version of yourself is like understanding yourself and understanding what the pitch is going to do, and kind of combining those things for getting on base as much as you can and also hitting the guys that are on base in.
It sounds to me like you're a pretty deep thinker, you know, big on baseball IQ. How much of what you're doing right now is mental versus physical? Because it sounds as though you are utterly dialed in on the mental side of things.
The mental side is kind of everything. Like if it's the same across a lot of sports and honestly, most things in life, that like if you walk into a situation or a challenge with really low confidence or bad preparation, you probably fail, you know? So in baseball, if you go up there and are trying to hit every pitch at once and you're trying to force an outcome, it's tough. So you got to be reactive and in your kind of purest athletic ability, let that come out by just trusting yourself. But that comes from obviously time preparing mentally and physically and having a good plan for how you're going to win that at bat or that day, you know?
You seem like a pretty modest guy, but from what we are watching from afar, you're absolutely flying. And the hype that is building around you is clearly noticeable. You're making it look easy. But one thing that kind of boggles my mind after all these years as a casual baseball fan is the sheer volume of games. You mean, even organizing this conversation with you, your PR person sort of said, just check the schedule for a day off. And I look at it, you got about two in a three-week window. Everyone assumes you are living the dream, and I'm sure that's very much the case. But can you take us through what your life is like and the kind of grind of it?
Yeah, so the Major League Baseball schedule is... there's nothing like it in sports, really. We play, I want to say it's like 162 games in approximately 180 something days. Maybe 8 out of 9 days or 7 out of 8 days, you're playing, and 1 out of 8 or 1 out of 9, you get a day off over the course of 6 or 7 months. And it's unbelievable. I mean, for me, we've had 13 games in a row or 16 games in a row stretch up to this off day. And it's like, go to sleep from the previous game at midnight because you're wired from the night game and all the atmosphere. Wake up at, you know, 9:30, 10 a.m. because, you know, get a full sleep, trying to recover. That's like super important. And then it's get breakfast, maybe go for a walk. And soon enough, like you've just got going, get the morning going. And you're at the field by 12:30, 1, maybe 2 p.m. just to be preparing for a 6 or 7 o'clock game. And then that finishes at 9 or 10 and you're asleep by midnight again. And you do it again the next day. Like you only have a couple free hours of the day and it's in the morning, and that's every day. Really. It's baseball is pretty much the whole focus right now. And I love that, but yeah, I got to find time when I am away from the field to communicate with people and all the rest.
It's obviously deeply professional, but have you had cool experiences on the road?
The flights with the team, like you're on a team flight and hanging out, everyone's playing cards and telling stories and all the rest. It's a blast. So that's fun.
We spoke to Joe Ingles, a former NBA player, recently on the show, and he said the same thing, that the level of banter on these trips is just relentless.
It's awesome. So like when you spend that much time with people and you're all fighting for the same thing to like win and win the World Series, yeah, you become very close and have a lot of great memories. So I'm already enjoying it thoroughly, and yeah, I can't wait for more. We go to New York next week. I've never been to New York. We got an off day there, so hopefully get to explore the city a little bit and also just play in Yankee Stadium. And those are some things that, like, again, it's going to be cool memories.
What's it going to be like playing at Yankee Stadium? That's insane.
Yeah, no, it's packed house every night. Some of the most diehard fans in all of sports. Again, playing against some of the best players of my generation, like Aaron Judge. And yeah, they're in the American League. So if we want to go to the World Series, they're a team we've got to beat. So it's exciting. Yeah.
To hear you talking about going to the World Series, I mean, you guys are top of your division. You're flying. There must be an inherent belief in this group that the World Series is very much in play.
Yeah, there's no doubt. We think that that's in the picture. There's obviously a lot of strong teams in MLB right now. But yeah, we find a way to win close ball games and have a really strong young core and team throughout. So anyone can win on any given day. So we just got to keep putting ourselves in a position to make the playoffs and then push through from there. But it's exciting. We got a good group.
Baseball is notorious for rookie initiations. And for you, that might have gone down a little while ago now that you've been in the setup for a couple of years. But are there any initiations you can talk us through? Take us behind the scenes.
There's some rookie initiation stuff, some fun stuff in the clubhouse. After your first hit and first home run, kind of getting showered with beers and different stuff. But yeah, it's all great celebration. You kind of speak in front of the team a little bit too, do some singing here and there. But it's good stuff. The guys are a great bunch, and the rookie stuff is fun tradition, but it's nothing too egregious. I'm sure it was worse back in the day. But yeah, great group. I'm enjoying it thoroughly, and the celebrations have been unreal.
Just finally got to ask you the standard cricket question. I know you grew up playing cricket, so it's sort of imperative we ask you this. Did you watch the Ashes? Are you sneakily Australia's best Trav, or is that still Travis Head? How do you see it?
Trav Head's definitely had more impact on the country than I have. I'll give him that 100%. I watched the Ashes. I was paying attention. So Trav Head takes most impactful Trav on Australia, and he's an absolute weapon. So I was paying attention thoroughly, and it's good to see the guys do it.
Travis Pisano, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. Good luck for the rest of the season.
Yeah, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
We hope you enjoyed that Sunday special with Travis Pisano. Catch you early next week. See you then. Thanks to the MLB, the Washington Nationals, and Apple TV for the extra audio used in this episode.